This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Joy 94.9, and this is a Joy podcast with Stephanie from the afternoon show 1 till 4pm every Tuesday. And I had the absolute pleasure of chatting to Zadia Lenders, who operates a company called Salad Days. Salad Days delivers healthy meal-sized salads, warming curries, soups, juices, and other healthy treats to your workplace. Zadia delivers it right to your door. Check out what we had to say. Zadia delivers food to us all the time and to many businesses around Melbourne, and now you're finally the one on air.
I know. Scary.
So what is a typical day like for you?
Oh my goodness me. It is crazy. Sometimes I go, whatever possessed me to get into the food business? But my typical day is I get up probably around 6 o'clock in the morning. I have a regular delivery every day to a beautiful Provador store in Camberwell. Mm-hmm. I do a dozen salads to them every single morning, different ones. And then running around like a lunatic, getting all the other things prepared for my deliveries. And I hop in the car and then run around the city like a maniac and deliver.
Wow.
And then come home and do thousands of dishes.
You're like the one woman chef, you know.
I am.
what do you do it all the night before? How do you do it?
Well, in the evenings, like if there are some things I can do at night, like, you know, prepare quinoa, for example, or prepare some rice, something like that. But everything else has to be done fresh on the day. Like, you know, wash all the lettuce. You can probably pre-wash the spinach and lettuce and things like that. But everything's pretty much done in the morning. So it's complete madness.
So it's like you're like the one, you have to wake up, you go to your kitchen and you straight away, you're just making.
That is it. And I make myself a cup of coffee in the morning and I probably microwave it about six times before I even finish. It's quite
of course.
Disgusting. Yeah.
Well, you know, when you're, how many deliveries, like you must have so many a day. Do people have to put their orders in with you quite early so you can do that, so you can prepare, or how early do they have to put in a delivery?
Yeah, well, I send out a menu on a Friday to people that have signed up to the menu. So I send it out on a Friday and if anybody wants something early in the week, like Tuesday I do the CBD, they can get the order to me as soon as possible.
Yep.
And then Wednesday, Thursday, I'm in Hawthorne area where I live, so I do around there. So as long as they give me 24 hours, but 24 hours is good just so I can get the ingredients as fresh as possible from the market and that sort of thing.
So you get all your ingredients from a market? Wow.
Yeah, well, yeah, or wherever I can find them. Sometimes I go, oh, no, I've run out of something, so I have to nip into Coles. But usually I'll try and go to the market. Yep. There's a market on Victoria Street, which is fantastic, so I get ingredients in there and they're beautiful. So
wow. And how did you get into this business? What did you think? Was there something lacking in the community, or you know, that you wanted to fill? Because I know a lot of people are doing this kind of stuff at the moment, but what was it that made you want to say, you know what, I want to deliver healthy meals to people around the city, probably those who can't get anywhere or don't have access to that?
Yeah, sure. Well, actually, I used to be a BDM for a travel company. So I was out on the road all the time myself and often at client meetings, and I'd find myself in an industrial state somewhere and it'd be around lunchtime and I'd be starving and I'm a vegetarian. There'd be nothing to eat except a sausage roll or a meat pie. And I'd be going, well, there's nothing here. So that was my original idea, was really, wouldn't it be amazing if people in sort of industrial states and places like that could have access to healthy food? And that was sort of how the idea was born, with me not being able to find something. And also I find that, I think restaurants think that the only vegetarian thing to eat is pumpkin, which is so annoying when you go to a, and I hate pumpkin actually. So.
Are you a vegetarian yourself?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I am.
So you have to, you cater to those options as well.
Yes.
Mostly.
Oh yeah, it is all vegetarian or vegan food. So
but apparently they taste quite meaty, some of the stuff. Even though they're vegetarian, like they taste pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, very filling.
Oh, absolutely. I think you know, people probably think vegetarian food is still just lentils and mushy and horrible. And there's so many wonderful things you can make. So, yeah. And I mean, look, I haven't experimented with, there are fake meats as well, which I've had eaten out myself, but I've never cooked with them yet. So apparently they taste like the real thing, but you can still have a wonderful, healthy meal and not eat any meat at all.
And I'm here with Zadia from Salad Days. We're talking all about food and healthy food and vegetarian food and everything you need to know. And obviously the amazing service that she has, and she delivers healthy vegetarian dishes all over Melbourne, not just the CBD, everywhere else. So always, she's always able to take inquiries. And today you said that, you know, some listeners today can contact you on www.saladays.com.au. Is that the best way? And just say that you guys have been listening today and Sadia will work something out for you. Just so you have to try the food. It is absolutely delicious. I know we're obsessed in here, so I think it's time that you are exposed to that, especially if you are tempted to eat something junky for summer. Summer's coming up, so we're very aware of our bodies in summer. It's come around so quickly, hasn't it, Zadia? And we're exposing ourselves. Oh, gosh, we better eat that salad.
Exactly.
So, you know, tell us a little bit about maybe your specialty dish or maybe something that people can make tonight for dinner. What would you suggest?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, I guess it's really – there's. I was going to tell you a soup recipe because it's so easy and quick to make. But maybe I'll tell you about my one of my salads, which a lot of people really love.
Yep.
So it's kind of a secret recipe. But anyway, it's okay. It's called – well, I call it Hermione because it's magical sweet chili roasted sweet potato. So basically get some sweet potato – peel it, chop it, put a bit of olive oil and throw some chili on it and stick that in the oven and get some spinach leaves, bit of feta, toast some pine nuts, and then make a dressing with olive oil, white wine vinegar and a bit of honey. And then when the roast potato comes out, when the sweet potato comes out, fling that in with the salad ingredients, some red onion, whatever else you want to put in there, and the feta, the pine nuts, perfect combo and so easy to make.
Wow.
And filling.
Very.
Yes.
Wow. Amazing. I really want to try that.
Yeah.
And is that, what about the soup as well? You said that there's this really...
There's a soup. It's called... Well, it's just a star anise broth and it's really, really easy to make. It's literally 4 cups of vegetable stock.
Yep.
2 cups of water.
Yeah.
Throw in a couple of star anise and a few slices of ginger and then let that all boil up.
Yep.
And then you can get these wonderful vegetarian dumplings from most Asian food stores.
Mm-hmm.
Fling some of those in when the water's boiling after you've let it sort of get the nice flavour in for a little while.
Yeah.
And pop those in sort of towards the end and then they float to the top, you know, they're ready. And then throw in some bok choy and some bit of red chilli and some coriander or Thai basil and it is divine.
Wow.
And it honestly takes about 15 minutes to make, not even, 10 minutes to make.
Amazing.
It's really delicious.
Well, there you go, guys. If you're looking for something to make tonight, that sounds great. And if you love soup, I'm a big fan of soup. Mm. Love soup. And it's good at any time of the day.
Oh, absolutely. Low calories and filling.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, thank you so much for chatting to us today, Zadia.
Yes,
and
thank you for me.
Everyone can get on to www.salad-days.com.au and you can get in touch with Zadia today for your delivery service. Yes, is it just businesses that can get your service or do you
Moment I'm sort of concentrating on offices and people at lunchtime who don't want to spend their time lining up or driving around looking for healthy foods.
Exactly. So. Nobody has time to sit there and whip up things for themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much.
No worries,
I'll look forward to trying those recipes. And that was Zadia Lenders. So if you were interested in a healthy lunch delivery service or interested in implementing healthy eating in your workplace, please contact Zadia. She can be reached by email at zadia@saladdays.com.au and she can also be reached on her website. Check it out, www.saladdays.com.au. There's a regular delivery in the CBD on Tuesdays. However, if you're having a lunch special event, she can deliver on other days by arrangement. Thank you for listening to this Joy podcast. You're on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.